请我们低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次谢谢你，因为基督诗班提醒我们。
Lord, we want to thank you again because through the choir you have reminded us.
我们再一次发现患难、困苦、逼迫，甚至饥饿，反而证明上帝的爱在我们心中。
Once again, we believe, even through human sufferings, it's proof once again that you live in our hearts.
我们谢谢你，有的时候你让我们经历危险和刀剑。
We thank you because you have permitted us to go through dangers.
因为只有在征战的里面，我们才知道什么叫做得胜。
Only through struggles and the battles, we can enjoy victory.
谢谢你，天父，给我们这样奇妙的信仰。
Thank you, Lord, for giving us such a wonderful belief.
谢谢主，让我们有这样深的学习。
Thank you for us, we can study so deeply.
主啊，我们很容易地说，没有任何的事情可以让我们与上帝的爱隔绝。
We can easily say that nothing can separate us from your love.
但是我们知道，这个学习的过程是一个漫长的心路历程。
But we also know it's a long learning process.
主啊，我求你让我们在你的面前带着谦卑的心来学习，来经历上帝之爱。
So Lord, help us to have a humble heart to be in front of you to learn your love.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. 感谢主，刚才在成英弟兄的领会祷告里面提醒我们，今天是一个很大的日子。
We want to thank Brother Chan because he had reminded us today is a super day.
当他在祷告里面提到今天是 Super Bowl Super Day 的时候，我好像听见下面有人在笑。
When he talked about, when he prayed about today is a Super Sunday, I heard someone was laughing among the audience.
哪有人祷告把足球拉进来？
How do you make a connection between Super Bowl and your prayer?
今天一早他就问我，他说李牧师，你今天讲道讲不讲 Super Bowl?
He asked me this morning, are you going to be talking about Super Bowl?
我说前几年我已经学了功课，我已经不再讲这些了。
And I have learned in the past, and I will not talk about it.
因为 Patriots 有一次参加在最后的 Super Bowl 的比赛里面。
Once upon a time, Patriots was in the Super Bowl too.
那么我们都很兴奋。
We were all excited about it.
就那天打到一个地步，兵败如山倒。
But they were defeated in this.
我相信许许多多住在Boston 的人，那次看电视坐在家里都觉得很 humiliated.
If you were at home and watching the football, you probably feel very humiliated.
所以从那天开始，我就再也不喜欢这个在讲道里面提到这一类的事情。
So I'm ashamed of mentioning Super Bowl anymore.
除非有把握赢。
Unless I have the assurance to win.
然后他在祷告里面提到，
Then he mentioned again,
让我们有过 Super Sunday 的这样的一个经历。
We should have the experience of living Super Sundays.
哎呀，我听他祷告，我阿门。
I amen what he prayed.
然后他说，让我们有 Super Day, 每一天都 Super.
Then every day should be a Super Day.
我突然发现，跟我们所唱的歌，就刚才诗班所献的诗歌就不一样。
Then I realized it differed from the choir presentation.
如果天天都是 super， 就无所谓叫做 super， 对不对？
If everything is super and every day is super, how do we create super among super?
如果我们天天都保持一个 super 的状况，那个就叫平常，就不叫 super。
Is every day super becomes ordinary?
所以有的时候神给我们一些不 super， 让我们能够显出什么叫 super。
So when we get into the non-super days, and that had helped us to learn what the super means.
这个也就是我们今天信仰的奥秘。
This is indeed the mystery of our belief.
我常常在这个讲台上提醒我自己，也盼望提醒弟兄姊妹。
I'd often try to remind myself and you all too.
让我们在主的面前学会怎么样看那些不顺利或者苦难或者挫折或者失败在我们的人生当中。
And how we can face and deal with the sufferings and failures of our life.
今天基督徒对于这一类的价值观不清楚，所以我们的属灵观也就比较模糊。
Christians lack of a real view of such events. Therefore, our beliefs are not clear.
每一个基督徒的人生观，每一个基督徒的价，每一个基督徒的这个属灵观，都跟价值有关系。
All the spiritual values are related with a sense of values.
我们如果能够有这样的体认，我们基督徒的生活就会大大的不同。
If we can understand it, then our Christian life can be different.
所以我们今天基督徒可以用一种非常潇洒的态度来笑看风浪。我常常发现我们这位翻译的同工，他常常在台上到了一个忘我的境界，他忘记他是翻译，他在那边听到。OK， 我再说一遍给他听，你们做旁听者。我讲到哪里？我也忘我。如果我们真是有这样的一个价值观，我们就可以有一个笑看风浪的人生。
If we can appreciate such kind of sense of value, then we can become an observer of the life process.
没有人天然的喜欢风浪。
No one can be the one who appreciates storm.
但是今天基督徒却可以在信心的里面对风浪有另外一个角度的诠释。
Yet through faith, we can face the stormy days with authority.
我们感谢主给我们 Super Sunday。
We thank the Lord for giving us Super Sundays.
但是神不一定天天给我们 Super Day.
The Lord may not give us Super Days on every day.
所以我们很感谢主诗班所献的诗来平衡我们在神面前有这样的一个属灵的看见。
We thank the choir presentation to give us a balanced view.
归耶和华为圣，这是我们从旧约圣经里面提出来作为我们今年教会努力的方向。
Holy to the Lord is the theme for this church for this year.
起码我们在旧约圣经里面从这句话看见上帝对那些侍奉他的人的要求。
At least from this statement, we see how the Lord is demanding on those who serving him.
到了新约圣经，在提摩太后书二章二十一节，保罗提到说，我们要成为圣洁，合乎主用。让我们想到上帝在新约圣经里面用这句话是对每一个信徒的要求。
Yet, in the New Testament era, in Timothy 2nd and 2, chapter 2, verses 21, he says, made holy and be useful to the master. Therefore, that applies to each and every one of us.
我们已经花了有三个主日的时间来思想这个题目。
It has taken us about three Sundays to think about this topic.
圣洁一直到现在我们起码听到有两个很重要的重点。
There are two emphases at least on the holiness.
从第一方面，从消极的角度来看，是提到信徒对这一个罪恶的一个态度。
In one aspect, it's talking about our attitude to a sin.
这是跟道德性有关的。
This is related with your morality.
从积极方面我们来看这个圣洁。
Yet from an active point of view to look at to be holy
是提到一个信徒分别自己归属于上帝，然后在日常的生活和侍奉上来见证他，来代表他。
From an active point of view that represents the Christians can consecrate themselves and therefore to become a testimony for the Lord.
所以圣洁有道德性的意义，也有宗教性的意义。
So being holy or holinesscarries the meaning from both the morality and from the religious view.
请我们再回到刚才我们所读的《约翰福音》第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
在这一段非常戏剧性的记载里面，我们可以看到关于圣洁这一个真理的一个提醒。
Through this very dramatic recording, we can see the truth of holiness.
讲到戏剧性，就想到昨天晚上在教会的活动。
Thinking about being dramatic and reminded us the activities last night here in the church.
昨天晚上这个节目很精彩，听说最精彩的是压轴戏，最后一个节目。
We had many attractive programs, and the most attractive one was the last one.
因为我发现我在这里服侍主十五年，在各位当中做教会的牧师十五年，但是你们的牧师过去的底细，你们知道的不太多。
Serving the Lord for 15 years in this church, you really don't know me.
礼拜天只看见牧师很震惊地站在台上这个讲道。
You see a solemn face of me on Sunday morning.
没有想到牧师还会演戏。
You did not know I can also be an actor.
那么昨天晚上我很吃惊，我认识了30多年的妻子，我没有想到她也会演戏。
I was impressed by my wife too because I came to realize she can be a good actress.
几个月以前，妙牧师在这边讲到提到她曾经差一点做演员。
Reverend Miao, if you recall, and he mentioned that once he almost became an actor.
他讲了以后，我就比较大胆，我也敢分享我过去的经历。
And now it's time for me to be bold enough to share with my past experience.
因为我也差一点进入影剧界。
I had almost became an actor.
我的姐夫是一位蛮出名的一个作家。
My brother-in-law is a famous author.
他写了一首歌，我想什么人都会唱，只要是中国人，大概都会唱。
He had wrote a song, and most of you know how to sing it.
高山青，剪水蓝，阿里山的姑娘美如水，阿里山的少年壮如山。不要烦了。他的名字叫邓玉平。那么他。是我姐夫。那么在他追我姐姐的时候
，When he was chasing after my sister，
因此认识了我。
He came to know me
。然后他就很鼓励我有机会到影剧界去试试看。
He had encouraged me to try out as an actor。
那个时候如果没有一个爱我的母亲拦住我，我想我现在大概是。柯俊雄变成李秀全第二。
It would not because my mother had stopped me. Maybe the famous actor Mr. Kerr would look after me.
其实我不要讲我自己，我只是要讲到这一段圣经很有戏剧性。
All I'm trying to say is this passage is very dramatic.
如果各位把这段圣经好好的深入去看的时候，我们会发现每一个角色。都是一个非常精彩可以表演的一个角色。
If you look deep in this passage, and each and every characters are important.
但是那个主题跟圣洁有关系。
But the theme of this story is related to holiness.
什么叫做圣洁呢？
What do we mean by?
刚才我们已经说过了。
We have described it before.
基本上我们比较容易接受，就是说对罪恶的态度，就是关于圣洁的意义。
And the easier one to be accepted is the attitude to a sin.
在这十二节的圣经里面，我们看见有关罪的两方面。
Yes, from these 12 verses, we see two aspects related to sin.
一个是讲到罪的显明。
The first is the revelation of a sin.
第二个提到罪的对付。
The second talks about the dealing with the sin.
第一部分是讲到病的诊断。
And the first is talking about a diagnostic.Of a illness.
第二提到病的医治。
The second is talking about the treatment of a illness.
上个礼拜我们提到罪是怎么样在耶稣基督的这个带领之中显明出来。
Last week we talked about how the sins are revealed through Jesus Christ.
在十二节耶稣说他是世界的光。
On verse 12 he said, Jesus said, He is the light of the world.
世界有许多不同的光，上个礼拜我已经提到，但是耶稣那个光和其他的光不同在哪里呢？
There are many different kinds of lights in this world, but the light of Jesus Christ is different.
因为十二节耶稣提到他是世界的光以后，他后面就解释他那个光和其他的光不一样，他用另外一个词来描写，他说我是生命的光。
Because Jesus said,My kind of light is different because my light is also the light of life.
我的光是照亮人的生命。
My light will shine upon and make a bright of your life.
我的光是赐人生命。
My light will give you life.
所以上礼拜我强调这一点，上帝的光和人的光的不同在哪里。
So I emphasize the difference between the light of the God and the light of a human being.
我们常常说这个人头上有光，他有一个 halo， 是一个圆的东西。
We often say there's a halo above somebody's head.
那么那个圆的意思是什么呢？就是你四维都发光的。
A circular light means the light is shining on all directions.
神对我们的光也是这样，四面把我们照住的光。
Yes, the light of the Lord is shining upon us all around us.
人的光是一面的，神的光是四面。
The human light is a plane wave, only shine on one side.
一面的光有
有受光的一面，也有藏的后面阴暗的一面。
To be shown only in one direction, therefore there's always a dark side.
所以我们在这里很清楚地看见神在他启示里面给我们的一些教导，和今天在教育世界的道德上给我们的教导是不一样的。
So we clearly see the difference between the Lord's teaching and the teaching purely from the morality standpoint.
四面照作这几个字，把神的光和其他的光把它分别出来。
Shine around you, distinguish from the light of the God from the ordinary lights.
那么今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹一起思想。到底我们今天怎么样看见的罪以后，在神的光中认识了我们自己以后，我们怎么办
？Now today we're going to talk about what are we going to do after we have seen the light of the Lord.
我们要如何对付那个显明的光
？How do we then deal with this light of revelation?
这是很重要的一件事情。
This is very important.
我们常常说这个人对罪很敏感。
And we often say some person is very sensitive to sin.
我们说这个人对罪非常的麻木。
Or he's very numb to our sin.
这个敏感和麻木的分别在哪里？
To be sensitive or to be numb, what are the differences?
麻木的原因，因为他经常逃避，经常不愿意面对它。
To be numb is because you run away to it so often, and you don't want to deal with it.
久而久之就麻木了。
As you go on for very long and you become feelingless toward it.
但是另外一种的麻木不是这样。
Another kind of insensitivity is different.
他愿意面对这个罪。
And this person is willing to deal with, to face the sin.
他愿意面对他的毛病。
He wants to face his problem.
他的罪被显明，但是如果他不能够去医治和对付，久而久之，他去显明他的罪，他去认他的罪有什么意义呢？
So even though he understands it, he faces it, but he's not dealing with it, it becomes useless.
所以今天我们要注意，这两方面是不可缺少的。
So we have to realize these two aspects, neither one of them can be neglected.
很多时候我们被显明的罪，如果我们不好好的去面对和对付的话，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，久而久之，我们这个老基督徒就变成老油条的基督徒。
If we don't deal with our sins, even though the sin has been revealed,They will be falling behind.
上个礼拜有一个故事，我本来要讲，因为时间不够，所以我现在跟大家一起分享。
There's a story I was supposed to tell you last week, but now I take the chance to tell you.
上个礼拜我看到这个故事的时候，我心里面感触很深。
And that really deeply impacted me when I saw the story.
讲到有一个年轻人很喜欢骑摩托车。
It talked about a young motorcyclist.
一想到年轻人喜欢骑摩托车，就想到我们的戴季中牧师。
As I think about this, it came to my mind about Jamie Taylor.
我们要为他祷告，因为他现在在台北的交通工具就是一个14年旧的一个摩托车。
Jamie is now in Taiwan, and his transportation is a 14-year-old motorcycle.
有一个年轻人，他骑摩托车常常横冲直撞。
And once this young man, a motorcyclist, and he runs his motorcycle in whichever way he wants.
有一天。他不小心撞上了一个老人。
One day, and he accidentally hit an elderly person.
一个上了年纪的老人被撞，感谢上帝没有出什么很严重的事情。
Fortunately, this elderly person was not seriously hurt.
那么这个长者非常的仁慈，非常的宽大呢，也没有对他有任何的要求赔偿。
And this elderly was very kind, and he did not demand any compensations.
然后就告诉他说，劝告他说，年轻人呢、啊，以后不要那么粗心，开车不要那么鲁莽。
And he advises young men not to be so rude or so rough in the future.
这个年轻人执迷不悟，不改前非，还是一样老规矩骑车。有一天，终于撞死了一个小孩。
But this young person totally ignored this advice, and one day a tragedy happened. He happened to hit and killed a young child.
当他进到法院的时候，发现坐在台上的法官就是他前几年撞伤的那个老人。
So when he was brought to trial, the presiding judge happened to be that elderly person he hit a few years ago.
这几年来，他不会忘记这个老人的慈祥和宽宏。
He had never forgot about the caring and the loving and mercifulness of this elderly person.
起先很紧张，一看见是老朋友，他就很轻松了。
He was quite nervous in the beginning when he saw this elderly person was a judge, and he felt relaxed.
当然，他很诚恳地 请求亭上网开一面，再原谅他一次。
So he asked this judge to forgive him again.
像上一次一样，给他再有一个新的机会。
Just like last time, give me one more chance.
那法官告诉这个年轻人说。
But this judge replied to him.
他说没有错，上一次我是你的朋友，不要忘记这一次我是你的法官。
Yes, indeed. Last time I was your friend, but this time I'm your judge.
我们常常说，玩火的会被火烧。
We often say that whoever plays with fire will get burned.
一次没事，两次没事，三次开玩笑，等到真的狼来了，没有人来救你。
It may be okay once or twice, but when the wolf really comes, and no one will come to save you.
当我们看到这一段，我们读了两个礼拜的圣经，我们发现这里面写明的起码有两类的罪。
So as we read through these passages, we can come to conclude there are two kinds of sins.
第一种罪是那个妇人所代表的。
The first kind of a sin is represented by this woman.
很明显的，这是道德性的罪。
This indeed is committing a sin against a moral standard.
因为这个女人是正在犯奸淫的时候被逮捕到的一个女人。
This woman was caught during an adultery.
那么换句话说，这个是个现行犯，她正在犯罪被逮到，所以她是人赃俱获的一个犯人。
She was caught on the spot.
另外一个代表呢，就是文士和法利赛人所代表。
Another aspect was represented by those teachers of law and those Pharisees.
我把它叫做宗教性的一种罪。
I call those as the religious kind of sin.
因为这些人是要意图篡上帝的位，要代替上帝做审判官。
Because those people wanted to play the role of God to become judges.
我们今天看到底在这一段圣经里面，主耶稣基督怎么样来对付、来解决、来帮助我们处理这些罪。
Then here we see how Jesus Christ was able to help to us to deal and to face such a situation.
关于罪的处理是有两方面。
To deal with your sin, there are also two aspects.
一方面是罪怎么样得到赦免。
The first aspect, how are sins forgiven?
第二方面，我们怎么样以后能够克服、胜过这些罪。
Second aspect is how we can overcome our sin.
我们看第十一节，主耶稣这里说了一句非常重要的话。
Here at verse 11, and Jesus has said something very important.
耶稣问他说，有谁要定你的罪吗？这个女人说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧。从此不要再犯罪。
When Jesus asked the woman, "And who was there then to condemn you?" and the woman says, "None," then Jesus says, "I will not condemn your sin either."
耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
So here Jesus says, "I will not condemn your sin either."
我以一个可以定你罪的身份来赦免你的罪。
I am in a position, I'm able to, and with the authority to condemn you, yet I forgive you.
什么人可以定罪呢，弟兄姊妹？
Who can then condemn a sin?
第七节非常清楚给我们看见定罪的条件和资格是什么。
Verse 7 clearly spelled out a qualification for those who can condemn sinners.
谁没有罪，谁就可以定人的罪。
Whoever without any sin then can condemn those who are the sinners.
不止如此，那个没有罪的人可以定别人罪，而且他手里面可以抄生杀大权。
Not only those who are qualified can condemn sinners, who also controls the life of the sinners.
你说李牧师，我不会定人的罪。
You say, Pastor Lee, I'm not the one to condemn anyone.
但是我做基督徒越久，我越发现圣经里面，在教会里面，我们所看见的人与人之间的批评和论断，就是一种的定罪。
Yes, indeed. But being a Christian for so long, being a church for so long, I see the gossipings and the criticisms among people is like condemning others.
我们怎么会评头论足呢？
How do we criticize others?
我们为什么会批评论断呢？
Why are we doing that?
因为我们自己站在一个审判官的立场来看别人。
Because we have placed ourselves to be in a position of judges.
所以我们怎么样能够避免批评和论断？
So how do we avoid to be the one to criticize?
你说我看见这个人的毛病。
You say that I have seen the problem of this person.
我为什么看见这个人的毛病？因为我手上有个照妖镜。
Why am I able to do so? Because I'm bright and I have this mirror and will shine on him.
因为我一照，我就看见你的原型是什么。
And through this spectacular mirror, I can see the original inside of this person.
昨天晚上我们用各种的方言来讲楚牛、虎兔、龙蛇、马羊、猴鸡、狗猪。
We use a variety of ways of talking about the 12 animals for 12 years for Chinese.
当我拿起镜一照，啊，这里一个猴子，啊，那里一个龙，啊，那里一个蛇，我们说这是个照妖镜。
a mirror that can reveal the true identity of individuals.
但是今天我们所需要的不是拿镜子照别人，我们今天所需要的是拿镜子先来看，来认识我们自己。
But what we really need today is not a mirror to reveal others, but indeed the same mirror to reflect ourselves.
我们可以批评，我们可以论断。除非我们自己无懈可击。
We can criticize, we can judge, unless that we are blameless.
从前，以前我讲过一个故事，有一个人他常常喜欢批评邻居洗好的衣服在外面晒，他常常喜欢批评说，哎，这衣服怎么那么脏，怎么都没有洗干净。
There's one person and he often criticized his neighbors when his neighbors hung their clothings on the porch for drying.And he says those clothes were not washed cleanly.
后来发现不是那个衣服脏，是因为他的窗很脏。
Then later, the truth was not because the clothes were not washed clean, but because his windows were dirty.
因为他出去看看，哎，怎么那么干净？怎么回到家里看都是那么脏。
When he stand outside and watching it directly, it was all clean. But when he's inside his house, everything looked dirty.
也因此，弟兄姊妹，古今中外，只有耶稣基督。可以，只有耶稣基督可能定我们的罪。
Therefore, throughout the history, there's only one individual who is sinless and blameless. He can condemn, he can judge us, and that's Jesus Christ.
也只有他可以赦免我们的罪。
And only him can forgive our sins.
我们看到底他怎么样处理这些罪。
Let's see how he.Treats or how he deals with the situation.
在第四节开始，我们看见文士、法利赛人把这个女人带到耶稣面前来的时候。
So, on verse 4, when those teachers and Pharisees brought this woman to him,
在光天化日、大庭广众之下，给耶稣出了一个难题。
In this end of this broad daylight, they presented a very difficult question for him.
他们说，夫子啊，这个人正是犯罪的时候被抓的。那么按照摩西的律法，他应该被打死。那么你觉得怎么样呢？
Says teacher, this woman was caught in the act of adultery according to Moses' law, and she should be condemned to death. What is your opinion?
那么这个作者在第六节就加了一点他自己的评论。
But this author had added his own opinion in verse 6.
他就说这些人说这些话要试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。
And here the author inserted and said they were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis to accuse him.
为什么他们用这句话要作为 trap, 作为陷阱来陷害耶稣呢？
Why did they want to use this question as a trap?
因为他两边不讨好。
Because he cannot favor either side.
如果他说这个我是慈悲为怀，我们不应该把这个女人用石头打死。
If in one hand he said I'm a merciful, so we should not condemn this woman.
那么你就违反了摩西的律法。
Then you have committed against the Moses law.
如果他说可以把他打死。
On the other hand, if he says, yes, you can kill him.
我们不要忘记犹太人那个时候正在罗马帝国的统治之下。
And we should not forget, at that point in time, the Jews were ruled under the Roman authority.
那么罗马帝国没有把这样生杀大权给罗马人以外的人。
Because the power over life or death was not given to any non-Romans.
所以很明显的，从表面上看，这是罗马与以色列国家之间的一个矛盾。
So this also reflects a conflict between the Jews and the Romans.
是凯撒和摩西之间的一个冲突。
It's like a contradiction between Caesar Caesar, between Caesar and Moses.
这也是一种表面上看政治和宗教之间的一种争议。
It's also a conflict between politics and religion.
但是事实上，如果我们深入的来思想的话
，But if you look deeper,
我们发现这个问题在哪里呢
？We can come to the heart of the problem.
不是 Caesar 跟 Moses 之间的问题，而是公义和慈爱之间的问题。
It's not just the problem between Caesar and Moses, but it's the problem between mercy and the righteous.
换句话说，从罪的角度来看
，In other words, looking from the aspects of sin,
这是赦免与刑罚之间的矛盾。
This is the difference between the forgiven and the punishment.
有罪要赦免，这是跟爱有关系。
You need to forgive.Because of love.
有罪要刑罚跟公义有关系。
And there is a sin, so need to be punished. That relates with being righteous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个基督徒基本需要认识的一个真理。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is indeed the fundamental truth we all should come to grip with.
从神的慈爱，我们认识赦罪的恩典。
From the merciful side of the Lord, we see how to forgive others.
从神的公义，我们看见罚罪的严肃性。
From the righteousness part of the Lord, we see how serious it is to be punished.
主耶稣在这里怎么样去调和这两个似乎为矛盾的东西
？Then how did Jesus come to arrive at the balance for these two seemingly contradictory situations?
主耶稣在这里似乎没有正面的回答他们的问题。
It appeared that he did not answer the question face on.
第六节和第八节。我们看见耶稣做了同样的、重复的、很出奇的事情。他弯着腰在地上写字。
Verse 6 through 8 describe how he was acting at that point.
我们看见耶稣做了同样的、重复的、很出奇的事情。他弯着腰在地上写字。
Verse 6 through 8 describe how he was acting at that point. He bent it down and was.Drawing something on the ground.
从第一世纪，人家看约翰福音第八章，一直到今天，所有的解经家都在问，到底耶稣在地上写什么。
Many commentators through the first century were pondering over the fact of what was he writing on the ground.
你什么时候能够发现耶稣在写什么？你可以写一篇得奖的神学论文。
And that may become a good thesis topic for you.
那么、哦、我就去找很多参考书
So I went after some references
我起码找到有几个原因几个答案
I came to a few probable answers
有一个圣经学者讲得很有意思他说他在下面写什么呢
And one theologian said what he was writing about
他在写这些围在四周这些文士和法利赛人的名字
He was writing about the names of those teachers and Pharisees surrounding him at that time
张昭斌
Pastor Lee
一个一个的写
One at a time
当然张昭斌写完就写李秀全 我相信是对的然后呢在每一个名字的后面就写那个人的罪
Then after each name he wrote down what kind of sin this person had committed
弟兄姊妹这是很可怕的事情
It's a frightful thing to think about.
人来写你的罪，大概可能性确实度不一定完全。
You may even argue about some person who's writing about what problem you have. You said that's not accurate.
一个明察秋毫的主来写你我的罪，这是很可怕的事情。
When a Lord, a person who knows everything, is writing down about the sin you have committed.It's fearful.
所以当他写完以后，说你们中间没有罪的人就可以打每一个看名字就在上面，都出去了。
The story went that after the Lord asked them, and they looked down and found their names on the ground, they all left.
第二个可能，我在一本书上看到说耶稣在地上写十诫，第一诫是什么？第二诫是什么？第三诫是什么？当然里面有一诫，你不可犯奸淫。
A second theory said he's probably writing down all these 10 commandments, one of which said, thou shalt not commit adultery.
当然，这个女人犯的罪是写下来，但是你们看其他九样，你们难道都没有吗？
Maybe the story went as to May, yes, indeed, this woman had committed one of the ten, but what about the other nine? Have you all free from committing any of them?
有一个很大胆的一个圣经学者。
Another very bold theologian said, oh, Jesus was only playing a delay tactic. He was not drawing anything specific.
我刚刚看的时候跟你们一样，我也笑，我说，哎呀，这个圣经作者乱七八糟，怎么乱写呢？
I had the same response as you did when I came to this, I laughed.
但是我觉得对我是一个很大的提醒，后来。
But yet it became a very good reminder to me.
特别是在个人布道, 这是我一个很重要的两个原则。
This is a very important, one of the two important principles when I do personal evangelism.
弟兄姊妹, 请你记得这两句话。
Please remember these few words.
当一个非基督徒来问我们关于信仰问题的时候,
When a non-Christian come to us and ask about our faith,
记得第一件事情,
remember the first tactic.
不答,
If you do not answer, it's better than answering incorrectly. Many of us provided the wrong answers.
所以我们为什么要鼓励弟兄姊妹来参加这个一一的个人布道训练?
This is why we urge you to come to Sunday school to learn individual personal evangelism.
我实在发现今天有很多做基督徒做了多年的人, 我有的时候会去偷听他教儿童主日学。
I have come to try to listen to some of the children's Sunday school teachers and see what they're teaching.
乱讲。
Speaking nonsense?
简直在乱讲。
Speaking nonsense.
有的时候我实在觉得心里很难过,很痛苦。
And I feel very suffering when I heard those erroneous teachings.
弟兄姊妹,不要以为这些孩子好骗。
Don't think you can fool those children.
你看昨天那些孩子在台上多天真,多可爱。
You look at those children, they're so lovely.
你在那里随随便便在他们的心里面放下了他们可能一辈子都受影响的一个骗局。
When you don't know good enough and you put down some, given them some knowledge which are forceful.
弟兄姊妹,记得不答比乱答更好。
Brothers and sisters, please remember not to give an answer is better than to give a wrong answer.
第二,
Second,
不懂比装懂更被人尊重。
You truly do not understand is better than you pretend that you understand.
不懂比装懂更被人尊重。
If you tell the person that you don't understand, you'll be more respected than you pretend that you understand.
我们发现我们如果不给人家答案,人家一定会不尊重我,是不是?
You feel inferior if you cannot provide an answer sometime.
所以既然你问我,好了,我就反正你也不知道什么嘛,那么我就随便乱讲。
So when you are being asked, you say, well, you don't understand anyhow, so I just make it up.
当时尊重你。
Maybe you gain a respect on the spot.
我们不是说人民的眼睛是雪亮的吗?
Don't we say that the people's eyes are all bright and clear, they see through things.
等到他的眼睛张开的时候, 他发现你根本是在装懂, 所有的尊敬, 付之东流。
When they realize that you are only pretending you have made up the answers, you will lose all the respect and you initially have obtained.
我自己对这一节圣经, 这两节圣经的解释是什么?
What is my explanation to these two verses?
我发现中文跟英文翻译有一点不一样。
It came to me that the translation of the Chinese and the English versions are slightly different.
在英文是 right on the ground with his finger. 在第八节, again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. 用写这个字, 但中文用什么字呢? 弯着腰在地上什么?画字, draw, 不是写。
The English version describes Jesus as a stooping down and wrote on the ground, yet the Chinese version said he was drawing something.
后来我就赶快回到希腊文圣经去看原文这个字到底是怎么写的。
So I went to the original version in Greek.
后来我发现果然这个字是一个 draw的意思, 而不是一个 write的这个意思。
So indeed, the Greek version clearly described that Jesus was drawing something on the ground.
所以我非常相信我现在有个很强的感觉, 我觉得他在下面是画, 画什么呢? 他在画十字。
So it came to me that Jesus was drawing a cross.
我记得1974年的时候
，1974，
我到瑞士去开会。
I went to Switzerland for a meeting.
我们有一天下午有空，我们去游日内瓦湖。
One day afternoon, we were riding in a boat on the Lake of Geneva.
那么我们就见到许许多多的老外，有瑞士人、欧洲人。那么我们就谈起话来。
So we met many foreigners, and we struck a conversation with them.
有一个太太就问我，啊、哦，你是个传道人。How long have you been a pastor? 你做牧师做了多少年了？
So a woman came to me and asked me, "How long have you been a pastor?"
我是用英文跟她对话。
I talked to her in English.
后来我跟她讲十年。
I said about 10 years.
我说哦，大概十年。
I said about 10 years.
我说 about 10 years. 然后我的手一直比着，他一直看我，不知道我在比什么。
Ten years in Chinese.
因为这是中文实时这样比的。你说 ten years， 人家怎么知道你在讲什么呢
？I was speaking to a foreigner and I said about 10 years.
所以我印象很深。我说哦 about 10 years。那个人一直听懂了，别看不懂。
So that person understood what I said, but couldn't understand my hand gesture.
那个时候围着耶稣的人看见他在画十字不懂。
So those people surrounding Jesus, even though they might be seeing him drawing a cross on the floor, they couldn't understand it.
他在写着干什么？
What does that mean, a cross?
但是等到耶稣上了十字架以后，真相大白，他们懂了。
But after Jesus was nailed on the cross, they understood.
因为只有弟兄姊妹请注意哈，只有十字架可以彰显上帝的慈爱。
Only the cross can magnify the love of God.
也只有十字架可以满足上帝的公义。
Only the cross can satisfy the righteousness of God.
换句话说，只有在十字架的里面，我们看见上帝的公义和慈爱的相遇。
So only on the cross we see how mercy and the righteous can be in harmony.
我很喜欢一个基督教出版社出的一个牌子。
I like very much a plaque that was published by a Christian publisher.
你们画了一个耶稣的像。
A Jesus picture was drawn on.
下面有一句话说。
A sentence followed.
How much Jesus loves you? 耶稣爱你有多少
？How much Jesus loves you?
耶稣伸出手来告诉我们说 ，This much.
So Jesus spread his arms and said this much.
什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
在十字架上，我们看见耶稣基督的爱。
So on the cross, we saw his love.
这是每一个基督徒应该知道的基本真理。
This is the fundamental truth that all the Christians should understand.
我刚才说的那个故事。
The story I just told you.
那个法官他是一个法官，他必须要显出公义，但是他不能够同时显出慈爱。
A judge was a judge. A judge at one point in time can only manifest the righteousness, and there was no mercy.
如果他显出慈爱，他就跟他的公义相违背。
So in his position, he cannot show both mercy and the righteousness in the same time.
如果他审判这个年轻人，
if he cast judgment on this young person,
是下监也好，是罚款也好，甚至死刑也好。
Whatever punishment he's going to impose on that young person,
如果这个法官后来替他付上这些，甚至替他死，要不然公义和慈爱永远不会相遇。
So unless this judge can die or can take the punishment himself for this young person, then the merciness and the righteousness can never meet.
所以只有十字架的爱可以赦免我们的罪。
Only the love of cross.
因为时间的关系，我们很快看下面一段。前面讲赦罪，接下来我们讲圣罪。
We talked about forgiveness. Now let's talk about to be victorious over sin.
我不定你的罪，这是赦罪。
I will not condemn you means I forgive you.
从此以后不要再犯罪了，这是圣罪。
You will not sin again means you have overcome sin.
赦免罪与过去有关。
Forgive sins has to do with past.
胜过罪与将来有关。
To overcome sins has to do with future.
我们越来越多得到资料，发现许许多多人现在的问题是因为对过去没有处理好而发生的。
You come to understand that the problem you have right now is because you haven't dealt with the problem in the past.
我们从许多心理学家的资料我们发现。
from the materials from the psychologist, for example.
没有把你的过去处理好，你对现在和将来会有许多的问题。
If you haven't dealt with your past, you'll have problems with your present and your future.
师母和我，我们常常讲一些婚姻的专题。
My wife and myself often talked about the marriage problems with.
我们发现夫妇之间有许多的问题，是因为不会处理原谅和忘怀这一个功课。
And many problems among the couples is because you do not know how to forgive others.
Forgive and forget. 这个 forgive 跟 forget 这两件事情主要是跟过去有关系。
Do not know how to forgive and forget. Forgive and forget relates with the past.
不只是要彼此 forgive and forget, 也要对自己要 forgive and forget.
Not only you should mutually forgive and forget, you should also forgive and forget yourself.
一直到现在夫妇出许多的问题就是因为我们没有把过去弄清楚。
Problems existing among couples is because you haven't been able to deal with your past.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要引圣经引错了，我们是要忘记背后，努力面前的，所以过去统统不管了，不是不管，你要先处理再去忘记。
We should quote the Bible correctly. It's not that we should forget our past and ignore it.It means we should deal with it.
今天有许多的人，很多的过去的一些个案没有处理，然后天天在过今天的基督徒生活，常常是在阴影里面做事。
Very often, because you have lingering sins of the past with you, therefore you live in the shadow.
我们对过去处理妥善以后，我们才可以往前走。
Only after we have dealt with our past.Then we can march on.
但是请注意，你对过去处理妥善也罢，并不保证你将来一定不会出事情。
And even though you have dealt your past correctly, that doesn't guarantee you to be problemless in the future.
所以我们一方面要处理过去，一方面我们还要求主怜悯我们，一步一步带领我们往前走。
So not only we deal our past, but also ask for the Lord, the merciful Lord, to lead and guide us for the future.
在这里主耶稣提醒我们两件事情。
Here the Lord had reminded us two things.
第一，你已经把过去真的在十字架面前处理过。
One, you have already truly dealt your problems on the cross.
那个时候我们在面前朝着标杆直跑。
Once you have done so, then you can now forgive your past and working and striking toward a goal in front of you.
去吧，从此以后不要犯罪，从此从现在开始。
Go now, from now on, and leave your sin, and leave your sin of life.
第二句话，主耶稣在这第二个字，主耶稣在这提醒我们，就是再一次，这是一个很重要的一个词。
Here in English says leave your life of sin.
No, again, 不要再。如果说我们用直接翻译的话，就不要再重蹈覆辙。
And will not again.Live any life of sin.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为基督徒的失败，常常都失败在同样一个毛病，同样一个陷阱。
Very often Christians fails on the same trap.
西方人有一个描写，说这个人的致命伤叫做 Achilles heel.
The Westerners has a description about.The Achilles heel.
那什么意思呢？就是说，我们知道，我们读了希腊神学神话就知道，神话故事就知道，有一个大力士，一个很伟大的一个武士，他的名字叫 Achilles。他一生下来的时候，跑到众神之山去问说，怎么样能够保护我这个儿子
？According to the Greek mythology, there was this very strong, almighty, supernatural person. He came to ask God, and how should I protect my son?
那么他的母，那神就跟那个母亲讲说，你把他拿到一个河里面去泡一泡。所泡到的地方呢，他刀枪不入。
The God said, to the mother, and you should bring this child and dip the child into the water, and then this child will be, there's no way you can hurt him.
后来母亲就带到那个河里面去，就把他泡到水里面去。
So this woman brought her son to the river and dipped her son into the water.
从水里面拿上来的时候，发现这个人果真刀枪不入。
Indeed, after such and this person, there's nothing can strike and hurt him.
但是他没有注意到一件事情。
But she forgot one thing.
当这个母亲把这个孩子放到水里去的时候，是抓住他的脚跟泡到水里去。
When this woman dipping her son into the river, she was holding on to his heel.
他的手抓住脚跟的地方没有泡到水。
So the place her hand was holding on to the heel, that heel was not in contact with water.
后来 Achilles 死掉，就是因为那个箭射到他的脚跟而死的。
Achilles was killed when an arrow hit his heel.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
你我的 Achilles heel 是什么？
What is then your and mine Achilles heel?
我们今天说我比你好，你比我差，他比我怎么样，那都是相对的。
We often want to compare people, you and I, and it's all on a relative scale.
今天我们在神面前，我们在神的光中，我们的那个 Achilles heel 是什么？
But then in front of the light of the Lord, what is then our Achilles heel?
弟兄姊妹，请你们原谅我。
Please forgive me, brothers and sisters.
每一年定的题目
We make a theme topic every year for this church.
我很坦白的说
Frankly speaking,
有一点假公济私，有一点是从很自私的心发出来。
Maybe it's from my own benefit.
From my selfish motivation. 为什么呢？因为我深深的感觉到，这是我的需要。
It's for my personal selfish motivation because I've often put my own needs as a theme for the church.
我的 Achilles heel 是行为的不圣洁，言语的不圣洁，思想的不圣洁。
My Achilles heel is not being holy on my thoughts, my words, and my actions.
弟兄姊妹，让我大胆地说。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me speak boldly to you.
这个题目是我们今天教会每一个人所需要的。
This is a topic that is needed by every one of us.
我很注意看台湾出版的基督教的报纸。
And I read the Christian papers published in Taiwan.
有一个报纸叫《基督教论坛报》。
There was
Christian Tribune. 最近一期他们有一篇有两大版讲到教牧领袖前瞻1992年。
There was one topic talking about looking forward to 1992 by all the Christian leaders.
我看到里面大部分都是我的老朋友的名字在上面。
I saw all my old friends' names on those articles.
每一个人都讲到对台湾教会的盼望。
And every one of them talking about their hope on the churches in Taiwan.
祷告、读经、爱观、福音、合一等等啊，很多很多。
And study the Bible and prayer and carrying it. And loving and so on. Many.
两大版
for two full pages.
没有一个传道人说今天中国教会的需要是圣洁。
But none of them talked about the need for church today is holiness.
弟兄姊妹，让这一个蒙恩的教会，让这一个现在还在学习的教会，在华人教会当中能够把圣洁的见证带出来的一个教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, let this church. This church that is blessed by the Lord and can come forth and show that the holiness is the theme and can bring holiness to the Christian community.
弟兄姊妹，不要替别人听到，求主直接向我们每一个人说话。
We're not here to listen to the sermon for others, but ask the Lord to speak to us directly.
低头祷告。
Let us pray.